that's his second, team's fifth on Harbor Beach. And Orban passes into Erla, but Sloan Klasky knocks it out of bounds. You don't even think about that last play. It didn't happen.
The last play?
Yeah, that's right. Last pass, whatever you want to call it. Orban passing this one once again into Cody Ross in the backcourt.
You know, they're in the backcourt, and you know that's why a lot of these call in basketball. That ought to be an over-impact, even on the inbound.
It should be. Israelson wide open to the left post. Misses it. He had too much time. Misses the left-handed layup. Here comes Hansen. 21-11. Now Kraft, left wing. Dribbles in. Still that zone defense on Cass City. Back up into Ginter in the left corner. Drives down the baseline. Kicks over to Sloan Klasky. Opposite post. Double team coming. Israelson keeps his hands up and knocks it away with his hip. And here comes Orban for Cass City. 6:50 to go in the first half. 21-11. Harbor Beach leads by 10 over Cass City. Orban feeds it into Israelson. Left post. Turns. Kicks it over to Turching in the opposite corner for three. No good. Rebound. Loose ball still. Cody Ross saves it for Cass City. And then he knocks it into Aaron Ginther's hand. Here comes Ginther down the court. Over to Kraft. The left post goes up for the shot. And it's good. We have a timeout called by Cass City. Aaron Bernal wants to talk this one over with his team. And looks like it's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you. Nope, it's a full. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Ram Truck Month in March. Test our metal with special savings on the remaining 2011 Ram trucks. Save $8,100 on this 4x4 crew cab with a Hemi set up to tow. And save on another Ram with all kinds of great equipment with a special price savings of $7,658. Plus, we have a 4x4 white Jeep Grand Cherokee X package with leather. It's flat towable. Save $4,600. Only at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Carroll.
To 11, Harbor Beach with their largest lead of the night at 12 over Cass City. Cass City called a full timeout. Ryan Brown listening to Harbor Beach's huddle. Ryan, take it away.
Harbor Beach is right now going to focus on defense pretty much the rest of this quarter because they got a nice lead up by 12 right now with 6.5 left. They're getting into slightly too much foul trouble right now because there's some ticky-tack fouls being called that Harbor Beach is not very pleased with. So just look for some good containment defense the rest of the way by Harbor Beach.
Thank you, Ryan. Harbor Beach coming out in a full court pressure. Now, John, you were saying something that at the half that timeout. And here he's up, and the layup from the right side with ease is up and good. Kraft now with 9 points for Harbor Beach.
He settles things down. He's got the ball right now, Clark.
That's Cody Orban. He drives into the paint. And we have a whistle before the foul, or whistle before the shot. He drives in for the finger roll. Fouls on Harbor Beach once again. That's the 16th foul for the Pirates. Rest of the way, Cass City shooting free throws.
On Aaron Ginther is second.
So he comes out of the game with two fouls. In for him is Johnny Kraft, number 24. Into number two, Orban in the corner for three. No good. Rebound. Israelson is tipped away into the hands of 22. Some new names out there. That's Shane Rasmussen for Cass City. Number five takes the shot. That's Lucas Shank. And Israelson gets the rebound, puts it up for two from the right side. It's good. Back down to a 12-point lead for the Pirates. 25-13. Israelson's shot good in the right post. Kraft top of the key. Over to Johnny Kraft, his brother. Back up to Eli Kraft. Over to Hansen, left wing. Hot hand in the first quarter. Back up to Kraft. Takes a jump shot. And it is blocked from the get-go by Israelson at the right elbow. That did not have a chance. You could have funded this thing out of just...
That's the defensive equivalent of a dunk.
And Eli Kraft takes a three from the right wing. This one's no good. Rebound Shank, who's into the game. Typically a star for Cass City when we covered them in the season. He's finally in the game in the second quarter here. Orban, left wing, trying to feed it into Israelson. And Seaman fronts him, and he loses it. Then he gets knocked down to the ground. And then Israelson gets it on the right post, but he traveled. He almost went for the dunk, and then he decided not to. That's where he decided to travel.
There was too much thinking.
Andrew Seaman took a hard hit on the ground. He came in with the rebound, got knocked down to the ground, lost the ball into action, and that's when Israelson got it. Steven now in the paint, kicks it out to Johnny Kraft for the right wing, back up to Eli Kraft, top the key, over to Hanson, left wing. Into Kolaski on the baseline, left corner, back out to Hanson, Eli Kraft in the right wing. They're putting Sloan Kolaski underneath the zone, trying to break it down, and Orban gets a hand on Jonathan Kraft's pass, and it goes out of bounds. Eli Kraft right in front of the Cass City bench on the right side of your radio.
The zone is coming out, and I would anticipate that Coach Ruble is going to be putting a man underneath to distort the zone a little bit.
And Seaman gets it on the right elbow. He drives down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Hanson, top of the key. Now into Sloan Kolaski, but number 22, Rasmussen there from Cass City to save it. And the steal. Here comes Orban, being guarded by Kraft. Over to number 22. Rasmussen, left wing, back at the early, feeds it in Israelson on the lob inside, and goes in for two on the right side with E. He now has 8 points. Cole Israelson, the big man for Cass City. 25-15, 10-point lead for the Pirates still. 4:04 left in the second quarter. Hanson on to Kolaski in the baseline in the right corner. Back up to Kraft, nearly picked off by Shank. Over to Jonathan Kraft in the right left corner. Back up to Eli Kraft, top of the key. Fast ball moving from Harbor Beach. Steeman gets it on the right post. Puts it up and it was tipped out of bounds and it's Harbor Beach ball.
See where Sloan Kolaski was setting up?
I couldn't tell. I was
right underneath the zone.
Well, I couldn't even see him, actually. I'm blocked by the railing.
I don't think he realized, but he had himself a layup underneath.
And Steeman on the left post gets the inbound and he gets fouled in the act of shooting, so he's heading to the line for two. Andrew Seaman has 2 points tonight, has not yet shot a free throw. Fouls the number 22, Shane Rasmussen, his first, Cass City's fourth of the half. Free throw's up. That did look so hot. And it goes no good.
Yeah, nice rotation, but just off to the right a little bit.
2-for-5 now, Harbor Beach shooting 40% in the game thus far from the charity stripe. Second free throw for Seaman's up, and that one's good. Now 3-for-6, 50%.
Full court pressure.
Orban bringing it up for Cass City. Irish just showing the front, not much pressure. Over to Rasmussen, left wing, being guarded by Hanson, back up to Erla against Kolaski. Feeds it into Israelson, turns and puts the shot up, and he's fouled on the way up. And he's in line for two. Fouls the number 22. That doesn't make sense.
I thought that was going to be on Andrew Seaman.
That should have been on Andrew Seaman. Eli Kraft wasn't even close to that call, but it is indeed on Eli Kraft. His first, Harbor Beach's seventh, as Israelson misses the first free throw.
What Israelson's doing is a little duck in the middle of the paint, and they're just beating him. He's just turning around and shooting.
As the second free throw is up and good, and he gets replaced by number 23, Alex Gillespie, back in the game. Eli Kraft kicks it into Kolaski, brings it up the court, being guarded by Schenk, kicks it over to Kraft into Jason Hanson for three, way downtown left wing. This one goes no good. It's the upright hole behind the backboard that's out of bounds.
3:24 to go yet.
And it's a 10-point lead for the Pirates, 26-16. Orban being guarded by Kraft in the backcourt. Comes across midcourt, not quite yet, reverses direction. Now he's across the timeline. He drives into the paint. Goes up for the two. Went coast to coast on that one. Orban now with 6 points. Cuts the lead to eight. Hanson over to Eli Kraft into Jonathan Kraft in the corner, the left side. Back out to Eli Kraft, top of the key. Over to Hanson, the right wing. Hot hand in the first. Now nothing since. Kolaski for the jump shot on the baseline from the right side. No good. And last touch by Rasmussen on the loose ball out of bounds. Probably Bearcats have just arrived into the gym. They have the second game tonight against Sandusky as Eli Kraft passing this one in for Harbor Beach. And Jason Hanson gets it right on top of the Eagle on midcourt. 2:45 left in the second, 26-18. Seaman for two, jump shot from the right elbow. Got tipped on the way up. Sloan Kolaski grabs in the rebound, goes up, and there's a whistle. Sloan Kolaski heading the line for two.
Ball's going to be on Alex Gillespie. That'd be his first.
He just checked into the game. That's his first. Cass City's fifth of the half. 2:44 halftime here. Kolaski at the line shooting two for the Pirates, leading by eight and now nine. Sloan Kolaski has three. I've reached now 4-for-7 from the free throw line, trying to resurrect that poor shooting percent from the charity stripe. Israelson checks back in, replaces Gillespie.